This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from your Salem Media Group flagship radio stations here in Tampa, Florida, the ones that I'm heard on every day, as well as around the country, on some of America's great radio stations, and also across the Caribbean and streaming live online on the Internet and a satellite around the world. Now, a big special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, working on the bridges. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out the all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
There's trouble in paradise. The Democrats are going at each other right now over this Medicare for All. The DNC has backed away from Medicare for All and has got the Bernie Sanders folks up in arms.
Yeah, so you're going to have a delegate issue problem with all of that. So it'll be, that's just one of the platform challenges, by the way.
Right.
So it'll be rather interesting to see how that one's going to necessarily play out.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones that I just saw here pop up. One of them is gun control. They want more gun control. They want the assault rifles gone, period, what they call assault rifles. They want them gone, banned altogether.
I don't know what an assault rifle is.
Well, it's not what they call it, so there you go. But anyway.
There's no such thing.
That's right. That's right. It just isn't what they call it, period. And they also want a guaranteed minimum $15 an hour wage everywhere across the country.
Yep.
Which is where the $600 came up for the unemployment. Now, anyway, let's go back to kind of the way we started here, because I got a question here about Attorney General Barr. This came earlier out of the chat room, and the question was, when is Attorney General Barr actually going to do something and get tough and start arresting people? Well, I think we're starting to see that, because didn't we have like 70 arrests or thereabouts?
Yeah. Is the question regarding the protesters or the militants, I could actually call them?
Yeah, well, they're seditionists. I'll call them that far. I'll go that far.
Well, there are arrests, in fact, being made. It's really gotten down to, what is it, Seattle has voted to not allow any kind of defensive weapons for the police.
Correct. And then a judge intervened, didn't he?
I think so, but I'm not sure what that language particularly is. But anyway, no, arrests are in fact being made. And, you know, they're not only being made in Portland and Seattle, but there are those that are, you know, happening in Minneapolis and in Chicago and in New York. You're just not going to hear about the big question is, what are the charges? That's
right.
The part that I'd like to know. if they're federal charges or if they're state charges, it'd be hard to go find that, but I would really like to know specifically what those charges are. Places like Portland are a crime scene.
And a few days ago in Portland, there were 10 or 15 people that were arrested and were charged with federal charges, but I never heard what the charges were. I just heard they were charged.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's precisely it. Mm-hmm. To the point where if there's bail or, if there's, something fairly minor, then I don't have any use for it. You know, I want them to be fairly robust felony charges where there's a, I know that it certainly has to do with the statute on the monuments, which is a 10-year minimum.
Correct.
But I don't know about some of these others when it comes to, some kind of arson or whatever. It'd be fascinating to know.
Well, the other thing that's going on is, of course, Medicare for All. We talked about that. Let's see. President Trump is now pushing the vaccine push, and we talked about that a little bit. But 30,000 people is the report I got here. The study got underway a little bit earlier, but now up to 30,000 people, volunteers, are going to be helping with the test shots created by the U.S. government.
When they do stuff like this, it's all on a volunteer basis. So people necessarily have to request to be part of the volunteer pool. So they apparently have as many as 30,000, or 30,000 have been approved to receive the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
In the final stage, this is a particular one that's a vaccine developed by the National Institute of Health and Moderna. So the volunteers are at numerous sites around the country, and when they do this, they either give them a dummy dosage or they give them a real dosage, and then they have to really start tracking this. So when this actually begins, I would say days or weeks, I have no idea, but it'll take a couple of months before the results start to trickle in. And then there's no guarantees just yet. So, it's good that we are this far along.
All right.
With the Moderna.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, this is a Tuesday morning. By the way, Joe Biden, his vice presidential number one pick may not be number one anymore. Oh, they've had a little bit of a rip going there. We'll tell you all about that when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning, and the weather's pretty nice where I'm at. I hope it is where you are, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a very good place to go to check out and see all the wellness products that they have there. But I'm taking something specific called the fruits and the veggies. And the reason I'm doing that is because one of the things that a doctor will always tell you when you go to see him is, well, you're not getting enough of your fruits and vegetables and you should eat more. And by the way, you're not eating enough of the right kind of food, so you should eat more fruits and vegetables. And I hear that every time I go there. But I've shocked the doctor this time because I went in there and my blood pressure stabilized, and I'm no longer using blood pressure medication, thank God. And my weight started to drop, which is something that he told me a while ago. You know, you need to lose some pounds. Well, I have. And as a result, I feel I've got more pep in my step. I feel like I got a little bit more of vitality, if you will. And I'll tell you, it's got to be the fruits and veggies that I'm taking, the capsules. So if you want to find out what's going on, truck on over to the website, balanceofnature.com, and for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order. Just use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 and speak with a health coach. But either way, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT to save 35% at checkout. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon at founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
What has Kamala Harris done to upset the Joe Biden camp to where we hear that she's no longer the favorite numero uno candidate, that now Susan Rice has emerged as a top contender. And I think I got a theory on that, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Kamala Harris, during the, I guess it was the first debate, talked about the busing thing.
Yep.
And when she said, that little girl was me, she's not taking back that statement. She's not going to apologize for it either. She's standing with it. So there's some dissension in the ranks there. And that's why her favorability quotient has somewhat diminished as far as a VP pick.
And, of course, the name that's emerged now, because she's the good little soldier, she follows her orders, did under the Obama administration, is Susan Rice. She's now emerged.
Well, she's been out there for, I don't know, at least 2 months.
Right.
Yeah, I think it would be actually easier to get opposition research on Susan Rice than it necessarily would on Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris, as you know, she's got some things in her in her resume that are kind of fun to attack, but I would say the volume of the opposition research items that we can find on Susan Rice are much larger.
Now, we have a important high-ranking person in the Trump administration who has now emerged with a COVID test positive, and it's Mr. O'Brien, correct?
Correct. He's obviously the National Security Council advisor. He apparently has mild symptoms. He has been tested. He did test positive. He is self-quarantining, and he's being kept off-site in a sequestered environment.
All right. Now, we have our favorite question asker here. So, good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Try again.
Oh, I don't know what happened there. Okay. So, apparently, he hung up. So, call back, Mr. Backgammon Bob, if you want to be in there. Apparently, he did hang up, so that's that. Now, we'll go on to our next little topic here, and that is CNN and Brian Stetler, who apparently violated the terms of the agreement with this young man. I forgot his name now.
Nicholas Sandman.
Right. Violated the terms of the agreement by actually tweeting something, and CNN was supposed to be quiet about all of this. They weren't supposed to say anything.
Well, what's interesting is CNN was the first media organization to do a settlement with Nicholas Sandman and his lawyer. We don't know what the terms of that settlement are, and we don't know what the amount is.
Right.
I think Sandman's lawyer was suing each one, maybe for the same amount, which I think was $250 million. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced that they necessarily got that out of CNN. That's possible. But they did come to a settlement with the Washington Post.
Yeah.
And it looks like that may be $250 million. Now, again, I don't know what they were asking with each of these, but there are six more still to go.
Okay.
So when it comes to Brian Stelter, I don't know what he did to violate, because we don't know the terms of the agreement.
Now let's go back to the phone lines, and we've got Backgammon Bob on there this time. I don't hear the dial tone I heard, so what's going on, sir?
Anyway, Captain, just wonder if some of these rioters out in Portland or wherever, they're shooting fireworks at the cops. Couldn't they be charged under destructive devices or something like that? And the main thing, I think, is to get them off the street. Now, they only arrested 15 of them. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds.
No. That was the first time. They've arrested over 70 people over the weekend in Portland alone.
Oh, did they? Well, I mean, I'm thinking they ought to be just taking hundreds of them and just don't give them, just put them as a, don't give them bail. In other words, they can be declared as a danger to the community.
Yeah.
Because they obviously are a danger to the community, and stick them away for at least 30 days.
All right.
That's it.
right. Well, obviously, Denise, they can charge him with inciting a riot.
Well, again, whatever the feds do, the feds are only going to, detain, arrest, and charge for what they can prove. And they're going to try and they will apply the most robust charges against these people as they possibly can. So while we see all of these people, you got to have video evidence. You have to have, you know, whatever else kind of evidence, you know, drones or anything else. So the other thing is, you know, we want to be able to put these people away in prison. We just don't want a 30-day, you know, jail sentence because the feds wouldn't bother with that.
All right. Now, here's something that's really up my alley, and it's bothering me just looking at the headline. The 911 ceremonies at the World Trade Center at the memorial, the name reading is being canceled due to COVID-19 and having a large group of people together there. But they're also concerned about protests that may ensue as a result of that. What the hell?
Yep. I came out yesterday.
Is that De Blasio doing that?
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful. Well, you people in New York, have you had enough yet? Goodness sake. Anyway, because that's a very sacred day for everyone in the fire service and the police service and EMS and anyone that lost a person, a loved one there. But, oh, boy. Okay, here we go. Now, the CNN company, not to be forgotten about with Mr. Stutler, had a little problem with Mr. Chris Cuomo, who blasted our governor, Florida, Ron DeSantis, and said, does anybody really believe the data coming from the Florida governor? What? Does anybody believe CNN's data?
Well, we don't necessarily believe a lot of the data coming out of Florida either. So, but you know, our outbreak is pretty well concentrated.
Yep.
And we have received a very sizable shipment of remdesivir.
Yep.
And so I think some of these treatments are happening faster, and the recovery is faster because of the remdesivir. I don't know if, you know, there may be some that are prescribing hydroxychloroquine. I don't know. But, you know, it's gotten to the point now where somebody tests positive, and it's kind of like the scarlet letter, you know.
Yep.
Oh, for shame. You know, and it's a death sentence, which it clearly isn't.
Mm-hmm. You're right. All right. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay low up on the mountaintop and try to stay out of the heat.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out her articles. She put out a bunch of them yesterday. So go check them out and see what there is there. You will be very pleasantly surprised because you'll see things from her that you might hear a day or two or three later down the line. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Republicans are now unveiling the fourth phase of federal coronavirus response, rolling out their legislative package as enhanced unemployment benefits are beginning to expire for millions of Americans who are out of work due to the coronavirus. The proposal, estimated to cost about $1 trillion, should include another round of $1,200 direct payments to Americans with additional support for families and adult dependents, billions of dollars for schools, and assistance to jobless Americans. Though Republicans are rejecting extending the $600 enhanced unemployment benefits that expire for roughly 30 million Americans. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
When you pay people more not to work than they would get working, what do you expect? People will not work.
States have until October to adjust unemployment benefits to roughly 70% of income. Until then, the federal government would provide $200 per unemployed person. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our second military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, and we'll tell you where they're at, but in 14 short months, you can become an aviation maintenance mechanic and wind up making a lot of money, having a tremendous career, and here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And the other one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Now, the great thing about the National Aviation Academy is that you can take a tour of their facility and see exactly what they have to offer, whether it's the one up in Massachusetts or the one down here in Florida, whichever one works for you. And all you have to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. And I would strongly suggest you do that because you'll be so impressed by what you see, you won't believe it. They are that good at what they do. So, 800-659-2080. That's the number to call. Set up an appointment. Their website is NAA.edu. And there you go. Now, the Navy, a helicopter from the Navy, wait till I tell you this one. You know somebody's going to wind up being demoted for this. The Navy, a helicopter, accidentally dropped an anti-mine pod in the Chesapeake Bay, right in the channel that the big ships come up and down through. Now, the Navy has recovered the $2 million anti-mine pod inadvertently dropped by one of its helicopters this month off the coast of Virginia, right at the entrance to the Chesapeake Bay where the big ships come in, the Navy ships, and go in to where they need to go. Wow. Isn't that something? Also, Dr. Sarah Hartsall still struggles to process what she saw back in April when, as a Navy Reserve surgeon, she spent a month working the COVID-19 detail in New York City. It really apparently bothered her. And good news for the Navy, the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford now has 6 working weapons elevators after more than 3 years of the newest and most expensive aircraft carrier, which was supposed to have been delivered to the U.S. Navy with 11 working weapons elevators. It's now crossed the halfway point in getting the new systems up and running. 6 of the 11 weapons elevators are running. Wow. Well, you know, racial justice has now turned to the Navy ship's name for Confederate battles and segregationists because now there are some that want the ships to be renamed from the people that they currently are named for. Political correctness run amok again here. They don't understand the purpose behind why bases were named the way they were. It was to honor and respect people who, by the way, most of these people had been in the military at one time as a Union soldier before they went over to the other side of the fence. Well, when the Air Force introduced a new survey earlier this month that asked airmen to describe racial injustice or bias they witnessed or experienced during their careers, leaders figure they might get a little bit of feedback. Well, the response was overwhelming. Overwhelming. Holy smokes. And by the way, an Air Force surveillance plane flew from a secretive unit over Portland, Oregon last week. Now, the Air Force is saying that this surveillance plane was not involved in the response to the protests that were there. However, officials are saying that they were being spied on by the Air Force. And once they found out about this, well, of course they're going to say that. Now, the top enlisted Marine believes it's probable that restrictions in place to stop the spread of the COVID-19 will remain in place during the Marine Corps' birthday ball season in November, which means they're going to have to be scattered out, not close to each other. So we'll see how that works out. By the way, that would be General Berger. And he also said the Marine Corps is looking to make the force a little bit more diverse. Well, I don't know how they're going to do that. They're pretty diverse as it is. But the Marine Corps must listen to more Marines when it comes to issues of diversity and inclusion amid the ongoing national conversation about systemic racism that erupted a few months ago, according to General David Berger, the Commandant of the Marine Corps. And then we have the Space Force. The Pentagon is trying to determine how its 2 newest space entities, Space Command and Space Force, will fit into the Department of Defense's cyber architecture. Well, just do it. I suppose. Now, the U.S. Air Force has also realigned some of its major space wings and transferred their missions to the Space Force in one of the largest command overhauls in nearly 40 years. And the Space Force on July 24th made major organizational changes, including inactivating wings and activating new commands, while selection boards are meeting to bring in thousands of new uniformed personnel. Kudos to them. Now, the VA has their own police department, and Veterans Affairs police officers will now be mandated to wear body cameras to record their interactions on department campuses and dramatically increase their conflict resolution training as part of a slate of new suicide prevention bills introduced in the House Monday. The Department of Veterans Affairs number 2 official outlined steps aimed at changing the culture of the VA to curb sexual harassment of employees and patients, but said she drew the line at changing the agency's iconic motto, quoting President Abraham Lincoln, which apparently was one of the objections that was brought up by some people. Now, the first Boeing CH-47F Chinook heavy-lift helicopter for Singapore's Air Force is undergoing flight tests in the United States, with registration data showing that the Southeastern Asian nation has 16 of the helicopters on order, and it has recently been spotted flying in Delaware. That's something to be looking out your window, and here comes a helicopter marked with Singapore Air Force on it. And, of course, nobody knew what it was, so you can imagine the phone calls coming in to the policeman. There's a strange helicopter that's flew by here. But anyway. And Boeing is preparing for the next test of the U.S. Navy's future aerial tanker drone. Now, that would be the MQ-25 Stingray, preparing to head into the fall, resuming more test flights. And we'll see where that goes. And 4 defense companies have been selected to begin work on the U.S. Air Force's Skyborg program, the R2-D2 look-like drone helper for Air Force pilots, which aims to pair artificial intelligence with human piloting in a fighter jet. Also, America's adversaries have targeted the military's weaknesses via information welfare in recent years. And as a result, the Department of Defense has made a series of moves to reorganize and better defend against such threats. Oh, by the way, have you heard about Iran? They've moved their mock-up U.S. carrier to the strategic Straits of Hormuz, satellite images show, suggesting it will use the look-alike vessel for target practice in war games in a Gulf shipping channel vital to the world oil exports. And more than 1,280 Afghan civilians have been killed in the first 6 months of the year as fighting rages in Afghanistan, despite a pact between the United States and Taliban militants, according to the UN. They had that to say yesterday. And we'll see how all that goes in the not-too-distant future. All righty, we will be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, so don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break, so Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Boostr.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us right now up there on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooa out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by the friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, I can tell you that we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Now, the kind that you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, too. Now, they're in stock right now and ready to ship to you very quickly. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. And one reason why these are so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles too. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. So you can order today
at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20% at checkout. Now, that's BoomerNaturals.com. They're also got wellness products there, too. Take a look at all they have to offer, and then use the promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. And joining us right now, we have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, some 30,000 people now are volunteers are going to be tested with this virus that's out there, or virus, the vaccine that's out there for the COVID-19 virus. So things are moving along, and I told you during the break, I thought it would be, we might see something for the seniors between now and Election Day. What say you?
We'll see. Again, it's a little bit more complicated when it comes to vaccines for senior citizens because of the side effects that go along with that. I'm curious to see if they're able to pull that off. I mean, hopefully the sooner the better when it comes to this vaccine, so we can try to return to some sense of normalcy, because again, the panic pornography is in full swing again. Yesterday you had some players on the Marlins that came down with COVID,
and the coaches too.
Well, it's just constant effort to continue to scare everybody back to death about what's going on. I mean, as far as looking at the numbers are concerned, it continues to look like some of the states that spiked recently seem to be doing much, much better. Florida, Texas, Arizona, as some of these rates come down. I mean, there's little you're going to be able to do with this. You know, it's even going back to places like Europe and areas like that it's slowly coming back here and there. You know, you have to obviously be very, very careful if you're someone that's at risk and understand that, for lack of a better phrase, it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Some of the things that are being talked about lately would be hydroxychloroquine seems to be working very, very well.
Correct.
With Z-Pak, and zinc, for people so that the outcomes are much, much better. It's not a great situation. But the way that we've been dealing with it globally, I don't think has exactly been the brightest of ideas either, as we continue to see more and more businesses shut down.
Correct. Now, the Vaccine Alliance also says that they believe that the maximum price for the COVID shots will start out at $40. They believe that'll be the maximum price. It could be less.
I'm not sure. Again, they're throwing stuff around in regards to what it may or may not be. I'm not even sure that I'd be someone that would go out and get the vaccine. I think that they're probably want to use that vaccine for people that might be more at risk first. You know, to be able to, you know, getting off a boat, women and children first. Well, people who are at risk first, then obviously you took people with diabetes, people that have other chronic diseases probably end up getting that first. So we'll see how they're going to end up handling that.
Now, the other thing is the president yesterday said that he may order a payroll tax cut by executive order. I don't know if he can or can't do that, but I suppose he's checking on it.
Yeah, I asked you the same question.
Yeah, I don't know the answer, so that's what I'm, you know.
I don't know either, man. You know, the best thing, I learned this a long, long time ago. When you don't know the answer to something, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. It's better than making stuff up like most of these idiots out there in the real world do. I don't know if he's capable of doing that. I don't know what type of lawsuit might be filed or whatever may happen. But it's interesting. I know that they're button heads. Well, I hear that behind the scenes, the Democrats and Republicans are getting along to some degree in regards to this next stimulus package. Obviously, in front of the cameras, you know, Schumer and Pelosi have got to tell everybody how terrible everything is and whatnot. And we've gone over this here on the program. I'm not thrilled with this stimulus package. One thing I do like in it is that they've got another, in essence, PPP program, and this is just geared towards businesses that have lost 50% or more of their revenue so far. Again, it might be a bit of a lifeline, but it also just might be something where we're throwing money, good money after bad, where you're putting a business on life support, and, you know, there's just no way they're going to survive. You know, you've got a company that loses 50% of its revenue. You can give it a loan, you can give it some money, but the reality is, until you open up the country again, there's nothing you're going to do. You're going to have to keep giving it
money until that point in time. So, again, it may work, it may not.
Now, I'm going to toss something out at you that you don't know about, I don't think, but wait till you hear this one. New York State had an election back in May, correct?
Yes.
65,000 votes in New York still have not been counted, and they are all mail-in ballots.
Did they forget to count? Did they figure out how to do that? Or
I don't know. I'm just telling you. I found this out this morning because it ties in with this other story that's all part of this. Wealthy donors are now pouring millions of dollars into the fight over the mail-in voting. These are people that want the mail-in voting to be brought into the picture here. And George Soros himself has put $50 million into the $100 million that's been collected so far for this adventure.
Well, all of these things that are going on that we're witnessing, we're watching and whatnot. I mean, if that's great, you know, getting money for whatever it may be. Where it turns out, where it goes, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Every day I go by, I'm sure like you, we get up, we watch the news, all of these a myriad of different things that are happening. We get fed with bombardment information, more money being thrown at this, more money being thrown at that. People coming on, president needs to do this about this riot, president needs to do that about that. We're in a situation right now where we've got to look to the Constitution. We've got to have local officials take care of what's going to happen. We cannot throw money at every single problem out there and make it think that it's going to automatically get better.
You're right. But that's the age-old solution of who, I say? The Democrats.
Yeah. It's just, you have a problem out there. We've been throwing more and more money at schools. We've been throwing more and money. They talk about throwing more money at Title I schools. The reality is, and I've had this conversation, this is something I've really gotten in depth with on my program. You could have a school. You could have a school where you could have subpar teachers, lousy teachers, a lousy physical plan.
Yep.
But if all of the parents care about their kids' education, guess what? It's going to be a great school.
Yep.
That's what makes a great school is the parents. If the parents care about their kids' education, because they'll go to great lengths. Yeah, if my kid is having an issue in any sort of class that they have, guess what? They're getting a tutor. I'm working with them. It's not acceptable in my house. Bad grades are not acceptable in my house. I will do everything and anything I can to help my kids, myself included, my wife included, helping them.
Yep.
So they get through this stuff. When you get Title I schools, those are the schools, quite frankly, where most of the parents don't care. And there's no amount of money that's going to change that.
Now, gold has gone up 27% to the record high level of just a little bit over $1,930 an ounce. And it soared for a reason. And usually when gold goes up, the dollar goes down. But we're not really seeing that right now.
Yeah, the dollar's weakening a little bit in regards to other currencies. It has. You take a look at, Euro, U.S. dollar, 117. It wasn't long ago. It was under, down around 110. So it's a pretty decent sized movement you had there with the dollar versus the euro, without a doubt. And that's just because of all the money printing that's going on. And it is what it is. You keep printing it, that's what's going to happen.
All righty. Well, we'll be talking tomorrow. I'd be curious to find out what Attorney General Barr has to say today. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow. So be prepared because he's going to be in the mix today for sure. He's going to be throwing arrows at people.
Well, Matt, we need a little Elvis, a little less conversation, a little more action.
You got it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street, and I couldn't agree with him more on that one. A little less talking, a little more action. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.